Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the king.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me.
To Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith,
To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, to all the mothers, youth, intercessors, the men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I wish you good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the bottomless pit. On today, God allowed us to be here because of his grace, because of his mercy, and because of his love towards us. Praise God. He allowed us to be here. You see, we were made for his purpose, and his purpose alone. So we give him thanks, and we give him praise on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Jesus is the reason for every season. Oh, bless his name. He allowed us to be here. See, as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. As we look around, our families in place, our homes in place, our jobs, our businesses, everything is in place because of God's mighty hand upon us. And we thank him on this morning. And we don't take it for granted because God loves us so. And because he provides for us each and every day, spiritual, physical, financial, in the name of Jesus, healing, all kinds of blessings he provides them because of his love towards you and his love towards me. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. Oh, praise his holy name. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He is like a breath of fresh air this morning that you breathe in. Nice, cool breath of fresh air. We thank God. We thank God this morning for his presence. We thank God this morning that he allowed us to be here one more time in the land of the living. We give him thanks. And we give him praise on today. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good morning.
Morning to you, Papa. I'll say. Also, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you once more, God. Give me the honor. You're ahead of my life. Give me the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Been honored to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to you, Pastor Smith, and Sister Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another brand new day, God. We thank you for breathing down on us, God, giving us another day of life and another opportunity, God, to get it right with you, another opportunity to give you the praises and in glory. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, as we begin to rise up this morning, God, we just begin to say thank you, Lord. We're so grateful to you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you this morning, God, for grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus, God, nothing that we did was so good and perfect, God. But it was all about your love and your kindness, Lord, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you this morning, continue to be a mind regulator for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because you said in your word, if we kept our mind stayed on you, you'll give us perfect peace. So, God, we say thank you this morning, a perfect peace this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what we have to go through, God, we thank you, God, that we could just rest in your peace, knowing assurance, God, is already done. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every minister this morning, Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to keep them up, pray, God, constantly, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift them up, God. Let them constantly stay up on a while, oh, God. Let them continue to pour out the truth in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for truth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just cry out this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Thank you this morning, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is for the most thing, God, this morning. God, we realize, God, constantly, standing on your word, by your stripes, we all are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue this. Out, Lord, God, when pain is wrecking in our bodies, when we don't feel the best, God, Lord, God, yet and still we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for victory, God. We constantly crying out victory cries in the name of Eko Boshada, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up our youth, Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let your teachers, the angels, wrap all around them, God, even from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Seal their little minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of the youth minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we constantly, let them constantly pray. Pray like never before and teach people their word, God. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Because we realize, God, you're still saving your youth, God. You're delivering and setting the captain free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bringing them up as young women and young men, God, knowing how to living a holy life in the name of Jesus, God, so they can tell another, you, God, see what God has done for me. He called about Santa, the Moshe, God. We thank you, Lord, the Moshe, God. Thank you for what you're doing for them in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, these are the last and evil days, God. He's going and coming each on every hand. But yet and still, we realize you are in control, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, Moshe, God. We lift up the elders once more, God. Let's constantly shield and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the one that's conflicted on their back, God, in the nursery home, for themselves. God, I pray, God, that you in the Moshe, your angels are going to and shield them and God, assignment to the Moshe, assignment to them, God, that someone have the spirit of joy, spirit of the Holy Spirit, God, that they can constantly just love on them, God. Be patient with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to cry out for each and every one of us, God, in love and unity and strength in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, I lift the homeless up to you today, God. Let them realize, God, my sister, this is a temporary situation. Let them know they can come out. You will bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping a shelter over their heads, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us look. God, let us get the real good pictures in the book of this morning, God. Some of us, God, really need to look out our window into the world and begin to tell the world back. Because there's nothing else on the Moshe that you can offer me. I see how you operate. I see how you lie because you're above a lie. And everything that you tell me is lie. So this day, let us make up our mind on the Moshe. I made up mind that we're sick of being sick and tired. In Moshe, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in Moshe, God, I cry out for somebody that they go by Sandoval Day. God have their head hung down. I speak encouragement into the atmosphere. I hold your head up, knowing that God is God all by himself. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I cry out today, God, for the women that are walking the street, God, selling their bodies for dollars and pennies, God. I cry out even for the pimps today, God. I pray, God, that you turn their lifestyle around, God. I pray, God, that you draw them near to you, save and deliver and set free, God. I bind up the Moshe, God, every addiction to the Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I plead the blood of Jesus open in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray today, God, let us continue. Run this race, God. Run this race, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what we have to go through, oh, God, let us always keep in our spirit, God. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the people that have low esteem, God. God, I pray, God, that you bring it up in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you are our God. You are the teacher, God. Everything we need is all in you, God. God, separate us from the peoples and things, God, that we have ourselves connected to. It's not walking like you, God. So, God, we pray this day, God, continue to all our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, when we walk, God, in the motion, wherever we walk, God, change, God. God, we thank you for the change, God. The place that we step, God, it will never remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that the internet, computers, and everywhere, all over this city, states, God, let something be said that would touch, God, by saying, the heart of men's and women's, God, and let them begin to want this, call on the name of Jesus, God. Let them know it's power in the name of Jesus. It's delivering, God, by saying, it's delivering in the name of Jesus, God. It's a make waker in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God, because you are our provider, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Nothing, little Moshe, God, that we want, God, a need, God, little Moshe, you will supply in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to look towards the hills, which come at our help. Let us realize all our help coming from the Lord, which thou God give thee, God. Oh, God, I pray today, God. Let your peace abide, Lord of Oshays. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you begin to shake the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Oshays, God, have your way this morning, Lord of Oshays, God. I realize, God, Lord of Oshays, we can't do nothing without you. But we realize, too, we can do all things through Christ and strengthen us, God. Oh, how we cry out this morning, God. Have your divine way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. Oh, God. God, how we thank you, God. I realize, Lord of Moshe, God, where you have brought us from. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I don't take it lightly, Lord of Moshe, God. I don't take it lightly, Lord. But I realize, God, you are my God. You're the one that's keeping me, God, because I want to be kept, Lord of Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord of Moshe, God, what you're doing in my life. As you're doing it in my life, God, I pray, God, that you do it in somebody's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, keep them in that narrow way, that narrow path, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, Lord of Moshe, God, because I know you're changing somebody's life as I speak right now. I thank you this morning, Lord of Moshe, God, because somebody's getting up in the blood of Jesus. I thank you this morning, Lord of Moshe, God, that somebody's getting healed with your Holy Spirit, God. That makes a difference in somebody's life. Thank you, Lord, for being that mind regulator for somebody this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for putting somebody's table this morning, God. That they can provide the way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In everything that we do, God, let us see you in it, even the wind when it blows, God. We realize we can't see it. Oh, but we can feel it. That's how the Holy Spirit is. It almost shake it. We can't see it, but we surely can feel it, God. We thank you this morning for your fire. We thank you for your burning fire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, how you're stirring up in our spirit with abundantly of joy. God of our Shandor Moshe this morning, God. These things I pray, God, that you constantly have your way out of our Shandor Moshe, God. We thank you. God of our Shandor, these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Constantly, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord Moshe.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way this morning, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit of the living God. Come in the midst.
Oh, how good.
Right. Come in the midst right now. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Bring down from heaven. Holy Spirit.
In the name of
what the Father has sent through the Son to give unto us on this day, this morning, that is new. Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now. Take full control of every prayer, every request in this corporate prayer that the mother has prayed. Do it right now. Everything, Lord. Spiritually, naturally, financially, healing, every area, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit. Let him have his way right now. Through your people, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, of the living God, come right now. Come right now in the name of Jesus and have your way in every one of us. We need you, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Show us the better way. Your way, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Renew us. Wake us. Shake us. Make us. Remold us. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, sweet Spirit of the living God, come in the midst, stir us up, stir our minds, stir our hearts, stir our thought process in you, put us on the same accord, Lord Jesus, in your spirit. In your word, in the name of Jesus, God, do it right now. Put us back into alignment. Position us back, Lord, so that you can use us. Holy Spirit of the living God, do it right now. Those quiet prayers, those quiet whispers, all in all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come now in the midst of the living God. Come in the midst of the living God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Come in the midst. In the name of Jesus. Let it all make sense. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Through his Holy Spirit. Yes. Right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. That you hear, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you hear us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are attending to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've come to instruct us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for today. And we ask that you have your way as we surrender all. Oh, we surrender unto you, Holy Spirit, that you can work it all out, that you can turn it all away. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So have your way. Now pour out your anointing. Pour it out in the overflow, Holy Spirit of the living God. Pour out your anointing. In the national, locally, pour it out right now in the four corners of this earth to renew, to reprove. Yes, Holy Spirit, to make holy right now as a keeper, as a reminder, as power, as his glory. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Do it right now. Put us in the frame of mind. that we focus on, Lord Jesus, this morning, Holy Spirit, as you inform us. Do it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Get it in the shut. We can't do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. Right now, have your way.
Lord Jesus.
And move.
Yes, Lord.
On your people. Individually.
Yes, Lord.
And collectively.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Name turn everything
Jesus.
Over.
Yes, Lord.
Make brand
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hey,
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
In the
Lord,
name
Lord,
of
Jesus.
Let your
yes,
Holy
Lord,
Spirit.
Jesus.
Let
yes,
your Holy Spirit.
Right.
Move
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Lord,
in the
God.
End.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
In Jesus'
yes, Lord.
Name. In Jesus'
yes, Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
of
you,
the
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Lord, God.
And we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And we praise
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And glorify your Father.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord.
In the
thank
name
you, Jesus.
For
yes,
what you've
Lord.
Done this morning. For how you've come
thank
this
you.
Morning. Through your
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit.
Thank
and
you,
lay
Jesus.
The table before us, Lord God. In your
thank
word.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the
yes,
anointing
Lord.
Of your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. That we can come
yes,
and partake of your goodness.
You.
Of your grace.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Of your mercy.
Yes. Lord, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So we give you thanks.
Thank you,
we
thank
give you
Lord.
The praise. We give you the
yes,
honor.
We do, Lord.
We give
we'll
you
say,
the
yes,
glory. Right
say,
now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we say hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord, Lord, Lord. Thank you,
the
Lord.
Highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Father God.
Yes, Lord, Lord, Lord,
thank
God.
You for everything.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. God, thank
in Jesus'
you.
Name. In
God,
Jesus'
God,
name.
Lord, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
For the presence
yes, Lord.
Of the Lord,
Lord, Lord.
Is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, 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 Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Say,
you know, it
you,
wasn't
Lord.
The nails that held him to the cross. You know, Jesus could have come down at any time. But, you know, our souls would have been lost had he come down.
Yes.
You know, the ransom was so high. Only Jesus can pay the price, which he did.
Amen.
So it wasn't the nails that held him to that cross. It was his love from the Father.
Yes.
It was his love that he begat. It was his love for each and every one of us that held him to that cross. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you. God,
thank
we praise
you. Lord, Lord.
Oh, bless
thank
you. Hear that emotion. Bless your holy name.
Yes.
Bless your
God.
Holy name.
Thank you.
Bless your holy
yes,
name. And that
thank
ransom.
God.
Lord
oh,
God, we
Jesus.
Know that we
thank
cannot repay it. No matter what.
Not at all.
The Lord, you just
yes,
told us to come unto you all that labor
yes.
and heavy
yes,
labor, and you
yes,
will give us rest. In the
yes,
name
will.
Of Jesus. So we
yes,
thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
On this morning.
Yes, thank
you. We thank you.
Thank you.
For your love. For your grace.
Yes.
For your mercy.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord,
Lord
God, for listening
yes,
to us on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We give you
thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise.
Thank you.
We give you the
yes,
honor. We give you the glory.
Yes,
because
Lord.
You deserve it all, Lord God. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. In the
thank
name
you.
Of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. So we are free. We are free.
Yes.
In
thank
Jesus
you.
Christ, we are free. And we
hallelujah.
Thank you once again.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
And amen.
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 Amen. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the bread of life. Amen. Coming out of Exodus 16, beginning at the first verse. Exodus 16, beginning in verse 1. Amen. And it reads as such. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. Amen. Which is between Elim and of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Amen. Yeah, they complained. They did some bad complaining. Amen. Praise God. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Amen. It's a thing when you're hungry, when children are hungry, amen, and you have nothing to provide, amen, that you cry out, amen. It's understandable, praise God, because we know that what sustains us in life is sustenance, amen, something to eat and something to drink, praise God.
Amen.
And so they were hungry, and they angered themselves at Moses and Aaron, the leaders, amen, knowing that we're going to die out here in this desert where they done brought us. Now, we were back there in the land of Egypt, sitting around eating and drinking, amen, and just having a good time, even though we were slaves. Now, you brought us here in this desert of sin to kill us. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain weight every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in. And it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at evening, then ye shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he, amen, heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Amen. The bread of life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The bread
Amen.
Of life. Amen. And what about you this morning? Praise God. Talking about the bread of life. Because the bread of life Praise God. The word of God said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when we, amen, focus in on God, focus in on his word, that he will provide for us everything that we need according to his riches and glory. He will provide, amen, that bread of life. Amen. That bread of life which is so everlasting. Amen. Eternally. Amen.
Amen.
So we look at the natural, but oh, bless his holy name. We have to look at the spiritual on today for the bread of life. For the bread of life. Amen.
Amen.
So we just can't focus on the natural. What do we need to put in our bellies? But what do we need to put in our hearts? What do we need to put in our mind? Oh, the word of God. Oh, the glory of God. Oh, the directions of God. Amen. On this morning. On this morning, how do you see your bread of life on today? God bless you. God bless you. And at this time, we're going to bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. God bless all of you. Good morning. Good morning. God bless all of you. God bless all our listeners and all over the world, international and nationally. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. Pastor Smith, it was just a, it was just amazing that where you came from, because earlier this morning I was praying for the body of Christ. I was praying especially for ADM. I was praying for ADM, and I was praying for their appetite, their hunger. Appetite, you know, to, because every time when you begin to go through things and you go through things in life and you go through things, regardless if it's a transition or whatever, it always affects your appetite. It begins to affect you. Begin to you're not taking in the proper mind nutrition. You're not taking in the proper calcium. You're not taking in the proper vitamins, because you're in the heat of the moment. You're in the heat of the battle. So if you're in the heat of the battle, you're not watching, or you're not being mindful of, I need to take in this, I need to take in this. But I want to let everyone know something. In order to get something greater, you're going to have to lose and walk away from something. Let me say that again. The order to get something greater, order for the children of Israel to get to a promised place, they had to leave a place. Even though, like you said, Pastor Smith, they was eating probably was back then. They was drinking back then. But the question is, you might be eating or you might be drinking, but where are you eating and drinking at? Y'all hear me? Where are you eating and drinking at? If you're going to get something greater, you're going to have to be willing to lose something. You're going to have to begin. The Bible talks about forsaking mama now, family now, friends, family. Are you willing to forsake it all to go into your greater? But one thing that I love about it, once you get into your place and get into your greater, you will have enough to issue out to help as the Lord leads you. But are you willing to lose something to gain? Are you willing to let some things go to gain something greater? Are you willing to walk away from things that is very difficult to walk away from, for God could get ready to advance you, to begin to develop you? Are you willing to lose something? A lot of times in life, we as peoples of God, we feel as though loss is defeat. We feel as though loss is failure. We'll look at, if I don't have this or I lost your friendship, I don't fail. We'll look at it as a relationship that, okay, this relationship had to go different ways. We don't lose something. We don't fail. But you got to understand, a lot of times when you walk with God, you never fail. Your loss is your advance. Your loss is your advance. it's not no loss, but sometimes certain season don't end. Certain season don't came to a close. And God trying to take you into a better place, into a higher place. But before he can take you there, he got to make sure you are completely empty out before I can put something in you. The children of Israel didn't understand that they was going through a detox as God was leading them out. And the next thing that they eat, it did not come from a place of slavery. They just didn't understand that it came from a place for freedom. One moment they was eating from a place of slavery. The next moment they was eating from a place of freedom. I got a question to a lot of you this morning. Where are you eating from? You probably don't realize that at one moment you was eating from a place of bondage, a place of being bound, a place that you trying to figure out how God is going to do it. But the next moment you eating from a place of a manner, place where God done rained it down, a place where God done did it, a place where God don't work it out. Sometimes we be so caught up where we come from, we don't even see where we are. We get caught up from a lot of places where we done, where we been, and we don't see what God is doing right now. You might not listen. The children of Israel, they probably wasn't in the promised land, but guess what? They was in a place where God was supplying all their needs. They might not was in a place to where they probably had a house, but they was in a place where God was keeping them sheltered, keeping the pillar of cloud by day and a fiery cloud by night. You might not be in that place where you're ready or where you want to be, but you got to understand your steps are ordered by the Lord, and when your steps are ordered by the Lord, it doesn't matter where I'm at. All I know, I'm going to get what I need to go. I just got to stay with the Lord. And I pray for each and every one of you this morning that God, the Holy Ghost, begin to stir your appetite back up, stir your fire back up in the name of Jesus. Your prayer life gets stirred back up. Your seeking the face of the Lord gets stirred back up. You begin to get back on fire like never before. That hunger, that desire that is in your belly, I pray that the Lord begin to bring spiritual manna for heaven. You'll begin to eat like you never eat before. I don't know about you, but I pray that a supernatural fire begin to release upon your life and everything that brought discouragement while you was in Edom. You get ready to look towards your heels, which come in your hip, and you begin to rejoice in the Lord. Somebody need to tell themselves this morning, I'm not going back to Edom. I'm not going back to the gossip. I'm not going back to the troublemakers. I'm not going back to the problems. I've been in slavery for too long. I've been in a place of bondage for too long, and I refuse to go back. You need to rejoice in the Lord, because God done brought you out. You still standing. You still got a praise in your mouth. You still got a worship in your spirit, and you need to let the devil know, I refuse to go back, and I will not allow nobody. No, listen, you need to tell the enemy to tell the hate. If y'all want to go, y'all going back. But my sister, I've been waiting for so long to get this true breakthrough. I've been waiting for so long to come out of this place. I've been waiting for so long, and the devil is a liar. If I'm allow you or anybody else to bring me out, I'm going to allow you or anybody else to stop this move. Is there anybody hunger for the Lord? Is there anybody hunger? Who got an appetite for the Lord? I got news for you. When the children of Israel, when they was hungry, when they was heavy, when their back was up against the wall, their stomach was nailed to the roof. Let me tell you something. God fulfilled the need. So if you got a hunger this morning, I'm here to tell you the angels of heaven is ready to fulfill the need. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, make up in your mind that I'm going to get to the other side. I'm going up this mountain. I'm crossing over. I'm not going to allow nothing to stop me, because my steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you all this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Where are you eating from? Amen. Are you eating from the bread of life that come down from heaven on today? Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Just one announcement. as we move on, don't forget, amen, that the deadline for funds for the Orlando Holy Land Tour is due May 20th. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we're looking for a high time in the Lord down there in Orlando,
yes,
Florida. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now listen, come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and then at 7 p.m., our own Mother Helen is going to come with a drive-by or a sit-down. You come and help eat from the table of the Lord. Amen. And on today, have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Tell somebody that God loves them, and you do too. And whatever you do, watch where you eat. Amen. Watch where you eat, on what table.
Amen.
Give God the glory. Give God the honor.
Amen.
He is worthy to be praised on today.
Amen.
Have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
It seems in me.